It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Allez, allez! Easy maintenant! Now!
A long time ago, Shadow Falls was settled by French missionaries looking for a better life, and believing the Indians on their land were savages with nothing to teach them. White people, really. The Indians tried to warn the settlers that something was sleeping here in Shadow Falls. Something dark, something angry, but the settlers only responded with their muskets. Oh boy, they shouldn't have done that. They should have listened to the warning. Nobody ever listens until it's too late.
For every light that shines, a shadow falls.
Unfortunately, Shadow Falls is not one of those places where you can move on from the past. I should know. I'm Molly Hammaker. I recently got myself out of Shadow Falls because things seem to be going in an ugly direction. I feel a little bad about disappearing because I know my mom worries. She's Jenna, and she runs the Black Horse Diner. Right now, she's got a customer.
Is the kitchen open?
Well, if it isn't Galen Altos, the proverbial tall, dark stranger. If he seems confused a lot of the time, it's because he doesn't yet know why in the hell he even came to Shadow Falls. Also, those sleepless nights with the whispering voices crawling through his head, they're not helping him at all.
Hello? Little help here.
What do you want?
Some breakfast.
Have a seat. Coffee?
Sure. You are open, right?
You might find it hard to believe, but most people in this town work. All I have is eggs and toast.
Sure. Works for me. Jacob's not here. Hello? Okay, then.
Jacob's off today.
Delicious, thanks.
You do have money to pay for this, right? Because this ain't no soup kitchen.
$5 cover it?
More than enough. You got change coming.
Keep it.
Well, big spender. You know, the minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction. Look, sorry if I was rude to you. It's been a long week.
No apology necessary. You know, last time I was here, you never told me what the fleur-de-lis was for. The one on your wall there?
Morning, Jenna.
Morning, Captain Van Stark.
When are you going to call me Red like I asked?
A man deserves his title, Captain.
Whatever you say. Got some fresh decaf back there?
No, but I can make a pot.
Would you, sweetheart? I'd sure appreciate that.
Coming right up.
Make that to go, hon, would you?
Decaf man, huh?
Got enough stress on my job. Don't need more from any unexpected sources. You catch my drift, stranger?
I see you smoke. That kind of offset the decaf.
Oh, I get it. You're from that town of comedians across the state line, huh?
Beg your pardon, officer. Believe me, you got nothing to worry about here. Just passing through.
Shadow Falls is in the middle of nowhere, mister.
Altos. Galen Altos.
Shadow Falls is in the middle of nowhere, Mr. Galen Altos. People don't tend to just pass through. You've been staying with Pastor Fair the last few days.
Is that a question?
Is this your inner comedian coming out to play again?
You're right, my bad. Yes, I'm staying out at Leonard Fair's with him and his son Jacob.
Oh, you know the pastor before you came
to
town.
Look, bud, I don't have to answer your endless line of questions.
Okay, calm down, pal, calm down. I ain't giving you the third degree. I'm just the curious type.
Here's your decaf, Captain. Just the way you like it. One sugar.
You're the best, darling. And you, Mr. Altos. Perhaps we'll continue this conversation later.
Well, he's an odd one. From the tone of your voice, Jenna, doesn't seem as though you like him very much.
Like is not a luxury some of us can afford to have, Mr. Altos.
Dispatch, this is Van Stark. You read?
Yes, sir, Captain. What do you need?
Someone to run the name of a Galen Altos. Get back to me ASAP.
What is this in regards to, Captain?
It's a person of interest in the disappearance of Karen Varys.
Yes, my friend Karen Varys also recently disappeared. The whole town is trying to find her. I'll tell you who is still around, though. Jacob, Karen's ex-boyfriend, and his new squeeze, Sienna. Did I mention Sienna is Karen's best friend?
Sienna. Sienna, open up!
Just a second! Look, I need to call you back. Someone's at the door.
Sienna!
Yes, it's him. Okay, all right, I will. Yes, I gotta go. I'm on my way. Hello, Jacob.
Why did you call me, Sienna?
Maybe I was bored.
Sienna, I...
Don't stand out there in the rain. Come on in. You're soaking wet. Did anybody see you?
No, nobody saw me.
Good, because my dad isn't coming home for 2 more hours.
Sienna, no.
Your mouth says no, 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 but your lips say yes.
Sienna?
Yes, yes.
I can't. Come on.
Because Karen's gone?
She's not gone. She's just...
What? She's just what, Jacob? Like Molly, just not here? I'm here, baby. Mm. I'm real. I'm having a hard time with this, too. I loved Karen.
Loved? You used the past tense.
Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm torn, for God's sake. I mean, sometimes I just have to go with the fact that you guys kind of sort of broke up. It makes it easier. I love you, Jacob. I love you. I need you, and I want you. I want you now. Right now. Please, let me make love to you, Jacob. Now. I'm the reason you came back, admit it. Tell me I'm better than her baby. It's sick, I know, and I'm insecure, but I need to know it. Tell me I'm better than Karen.
While Jacob and Sienna were having their tryst in Sienna's bedroom, just a couple miles away, Galen Altos was taking a walk, trying to make sense of the things he was seeing in his mind, and the things that were being kept hidden from him. Like what exactly he was doing before he ever came to this dark little town. As he walked, he saw an older woman in front of the town library, struggling to unload some boxes from the back of her car.
Excuse me, sir. Could you give me a hand? I need to get them inside while the rain has let up for a spell.
Glad to help, ma'am. You work here? You're the town librarian?
I'm the librarian. You don't have to say it. I know I look like one. Some people are just born into their jobs, don't you think? I'm Edna. Edna Hurst. And you are?
Just passing through.
Oh, I see. Well, we don't get too many strangers around here. All right now, between the two of us, I think we can carry these. You okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine.
Can you see where you're walking?
Mm-hmm.
There. That's right. Just a few more steps and we'll be at the doors to the library.
The library?
That's right, sir. Oh, sir, are you all right?
I... Oh, where am I? Edna, the librarian, she's not here.
Brother Thomas, please do something.
What? Brother Thomas, I'm not Brother Thomas, I'm Galen.
Please, Brother Thomas.
What can I do?
Please, Brother Thomas, do anything. Anything you can.
I recognize that voice. You're Briar Gent. Why do I know that?
That doesn't matter now, Brother Thomas. Not in this time and place. The church is burning. People are dying now. Won't you lend a hand, Brother Thomas? Please.
I'm Galen.
Your Brother Thomas. Please do
it's
something.
It's too late. All I can do is pray.
Oh, that's a good one, Brother Thomas. Yes, do that. Pray.
The shadow of death, I shall fear no. I shall fear no. No. No.
No. Mister, are you okay?
Oh, my God. What did you call me?
Oh, nothing. I asked.
Listen, I'm sorry. I have to get out of here.
Mister?
If it were me, and I was having a hallucination out in front of the library and freaking out like Galen was, I'm not sure I would have gone running back to that creepy old Pastor Leonard Fair. But I guess beggars can't be choosers.
Leonard! Pastor Fair! Who am I?
Galen, please.
I was at the library. I saw a fire. It was 100 years ago, maybe more. There were people screaming, people dying.
Before they built the library there, that was the spot where they built the first church in Shadow Falls.
And it burned down.
Yes, in 1851. 24 people were killed. Said the door latches got so hot they melted your skin. Nobody could get inside to help.
Do they know what happened?
There was one survivor. She claimed the town priest started the fire. But that was my great-grandfather, Brother Whittaker. Brother Thomas Whittaker.
That's another thing about Shadow Falls. A guy like Galen Altos can't just run around all day having psychotic breaks in the library and pounding on the pastor's door. People will talk. Captain Van Stark already thinks Galen may have had something to do with my friend Karen's disappearance, and now he's taking his case to his mistress, Karen's mom.
I think he was sent.
Or summoned.
I can get rid of him.
No! We need to find out which side he's on first. He may be an ally.
You don't think he's with them?
May I remind you that the spirit we serve works in very mysterious and clever ways. If this Galen Altos is one of us, he's already infiltrated Pastor Fair's house, and we couldn't ask for more than that. So we wait, and we watch.
And if Galen is one of them?
Then perhaps they're not as weak as we thought. If that's the case, then we move and move quickly, kill them all, and leave their spirits to be taken.
Sometimes I am so glad I disappeared from Shadow Falls. I can't even imagine what it's like to have to come here like Galen Altos. And on top of that, to have your only hope be a blind man who asks you to please lead him into the darkest part of the forest in the middle of the night.
Galen, if you're hiding anything, she will know. And you'll be dealt with in kind. Am I clear?
Crystal.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Galen, I believe you two have already met.
Edna, the librarian?
Among other things. This fellow ran away in a hurry today.
Again, I don't think it was a coincidence that you met the way that you did.
This place, I feel...
What you are probably sensing right now is the pull of this place. This is sacred ground for us, Mr. Altos.
Yes.
People were killed here.
People were massacred here. Men, women, children. Our people, hundreds of years ago. Their spirits guard this circle, and now we join hands. It's okay, Mr. Altos. I promise I won't bite.
The biting isn't what I'm worried about.
Go on, Galen. Take our hands. Complete the circle. Good.
Spirits of these sacred grounds, I call upon thee to protect us.
Yes.
I call upon thee to help us.
Yes.
I call upon thee to light the way.
Yes.
Wait! Leonard! Edna! Where are you? I'm not in the woods. Where am I?
Good morrow, Brother Thomas.
Am I Brother Thomas?
Yes, good morning.
Brother Thomas, have you a sermon on the evils of gambling? My brother has taken ill with it, brother. I have come to believe only the word of God can cure him.
Do I know you, sir?
Of course. We met before, or should I say later, at a church fire. You prayed, Are you with me, Brother Thomas?
Who are you?
Ah, Brother Thomas, who are any of us?
Briar, I ask again, how do I know you?
That depends. How many times must two individuals meet before they can truly say they know each other? You don't remember a thing, do you? Setting this place ablaze, killing all those innocent people, some of them children, babies. No. A man never forgets something like that, Brother Thomas.
Brother Thomas, please, do something!
That's right, Brother Thomas, do something!
Galen, it's all right. You're here with us, Edna and Leonard.
We die so he shall live. We die so he shall live.
What's going on?
Leonard, no. No, don't touch him. He's come back from there.
Oh, Galen, what did you see?
Oh, I saw a man.
Yes? Mm-hmm. What did he look like?
He had eyes like smoke.
Oh.
Oh, dear Lord in heaven, Leonard. It's him. It started again.
You might think that in the darkest part of the woods, three people could be alone with their terror, but not in this town. From close by, Leonard's son Jacob and his girlfriend Sienna are watching.
What's going on, Jacob? If that Galen is the one that took Karen, we need to find out.
We're not going to find out here.
Then ask your dad to tell you.
He won't tell me?
It's only because he doesn't understand what Karen means to the rest of us. Ask him. Do it for me, Jacob. Please.
Oh, Sienna. I'd do anything for you. God help me.
Galen Altos, you are looking much the worse for wear right now. Of course, if I'd been through what you just have out there in the woods, I might be in desperate need of a coffee at my mom's diner, too.
Kitchen's closed.
Coffee?
I'm closing up in 5 minutes.
Just one cup?
Mister, I am way too easy on you.
Thanks, Jenna. Did you know that the fleur-de-lis is a symbol of the Holy Trinity?
What do you want?
I was told that your daughter Molly was missing, too.
Do you know where Molly is?
No.
Well, then we have nothing to talk about. The fleur-de-lis, she used to draw them all the time. Reminded her of a compass.
It's also a symbol of the resurrection and assumption.
Molly used to say whenever you made an assumption, you only made an ass out of you and umption. I miss her terribly. I wonder if I'll ever find her.
I hope so, Jenna. I sincerely hope so.
I hope so too, guys. And Mom, I'm sorry I can't tell you where I am yet. I will soon, I promise. I'm so tired. But one last thing for now. Since everybody in Shadow Falls seems to know everybody else, I figure we should know a little bit more about Sienna.
Oh. This is Sienna. Yeah, I'm on my way home right now. No, it went really well. I saw some wild shit in the forest, and I'm pretty sure I can find out what it was all about. Jacob said he would ask it. I'm telling you. No, Jacob doesn't suspect a thing, Dad. No, I did everything you told me to. Yes. Yes, Daddy. Sorry. I mean, yes, Captain Van Stark. Bye, Daddy. Oh, and Dad, there's something I'm really scared to tell you. Your little plan is getting tough for me because, well, I'm kind of falling for Jacob.
Everyone puts so much effort into keeping their own secrets here in Shadow Falls. It makes them forget that all the other people have secrets too. Secrets involving them all. Even their loved ones. And sometimes, those secrets have dark histories that resurface every so often. And when that happens in a town like Shadow Falls, people tend to die.
Thank you.
Shadow Falls is a Podshow original production created by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov and directed by Matt Johnson. It stars Weston Blakesley as Briah Gint,
Tracy Crouch as Jenna Hammaker,
Jeff Hoheimer as Jacob Fair,
Holly Jenkins as Edna Hurst,
Tom Mesmer as Captain Red Van Stark,
James Napoli as Leonard Fair,
Todd Sherry as Galen Altos,
Biz Urban as Sienna Van Stark,
Kappa Victoria Wood as Molly Hammaker,
and Victoria Wright as Chloe Varis.
Story by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Written by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov and James Napoli. Produced by Matt Johnson and James Napoli. Executive produced by Adam Curry, Ron Bloom, and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Music by Monk and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Recording engineering by Kevin Jarvis.
I am here. I am there. Why are you?
Hey, Billy, why do you look so down?
Aw, Dad, I got a computer, a PlayStation, and a barn full of iguanas, and I'm still bored.
Gee, Billy, when I was your age, I would read lots of stories in pulp magazines. Oh, with stories of weird adventure and fantasy, horror, satire, and lots of action.
Wow, that sounds great, Dad.
Yeah, I sure wish there was something like that right now. There is, Daddy-O!
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Mary Von Rocksprocket, host of the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour. And now there's...
Yeah?
Twisted Pulp Magazine!
What's that, Doctor?
Why, it is a return to greatness! Available on all your digital devices! That is what it is! Look!
Whoa! Dad, this looks awesome!
Exciting and, dare I say it, very unwholesome! You definitely have that right, my good man! Ha ha!
Thanks, Dr. Mary!
My pleasure, Billy! And just between you and me, I am not sure that this man is really your father. Bye!
Dad?
Just read your Twisted Pulp Magazine, Billy. Twisted Pulp Magazine, available in dark alleyways behind meth labs everywhere, or at digitalvaudeville.com. That is DigitalVaudeville.com.